I'm Madhavan, the police department. Brahma Madhya Sampradaya. The first connection with Gauriya type of season in Brahma Madhya Sampradaya we find in Madhavendra. Madhavendra's connection with Madhya Sampradaya is clear. And then we find the seed of Raga Bhakti. First we can trace in Madhavendra Puri. In this famous shloka, what Mahaprabhu himself pronounced and tested, that is, when at the time of his departure, Madhavendra Puri is supposed to think in the line of this stanza. Oi dino dayardra natha, he mathura natha, padabu lukkasi, hridayam tadaluka kataram, daita brahmati tinkaram maham. While chanting this stanza, which is supposed to be composed by Madhavendra Puri himself, we question Govinda Maharaj, what's up, what can bad them? Have you ever seen Bandha Kore, Niki Dekun Kaj? What's up, Bandha Kore, Diyasin? তার এখানে আর বেশি শব্দ করবেন না, নিচে নিয়ে যান। ওই দীন দয়ার্য নাথ, হে মথুরা নাথ, কদা বলি হৃদয়ং তদা লোক কাতরং দয়িত ব্রাহ্মতী তিন করম। মাধবেন্দ্রপুরি ওই দীন দয়ার্য নাথ, I am so helpless and hopeless, frustrated in my last day. I don't find any ray of any optimistic vision. I am almost cornered. And I have to pass away. But with what I am passing, what did I get here, my Lord? Why disappointed I shall have to go? Ai dino dayardra natha. But you are so benevolent, I am told, I heard. Dino dayardra natha. He mathura natha. Now you are the Lord of Mathura. Perhaps you don't remember of the helpless and disappointed section, who had no other alternative but yourself. You are now King of Mathura. But what about us? He must have answered, Padabu Lukkasi. We are waiting for the days, hoping against hope. The day that will dawn with your grace. Anyhow, we are sustaining that it becomes almost impossible for us. Last moment, come. Kalabalukkasi, hidayam sahaduko karam. Quite helpless. No consolation we can give to our aching heart. No other alternative. We can't find any alternative but your grace. Kalabalukkasi, we don't feel ashamed now to clearly put forth our prayer to you. So, when we do remember that again, Kalabalukkasi, Hridayam Tadalukukataram, we can't console our heart within. Aloko Kadam, Dvaita, Brahmati, losing its balance. The heart losing its balance. Aloko Kadam, a child to the extreme. Kadam Brahmati, King Karun Mahan, who don't find any ways and means how to set right, our position, quite nonplussed, non-balanced, deranged, such is our state, hopeless. Vai dhino dayarja nātha, sri mathura nātha, kalāva lukkasi. Hridayam tadalukukataram dvaita, harutukataram dvaita bhramati. You are the door of our heart. So nothing private to you. You know everything. Dvaita. Without you, it is impossible for us to drag on our life, everything known to you. Yes, we have reached to the extremity of our patience. In this way, he is praying to Krishna. Hey, Mathuranatha, of course, then he is posing with the gopis, siding with the gopis of Vrindavan. Madhavan Vrindavan is supposed to do that. He has appealed to the Mathuranath. And when he went to Mathura, necessarily the gopis were in the ocean of trouble and disappointment. So, espousing the cause of the gopis, at heart, he's feeling oneness with the gopis and praying to the Mathuranath in this way. Mahaprabhu, when he went to Mathura, he repeatedly chanted this slok. And showed his allegiance to Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri, one gentleman whom Mahaprabhu found some genuine symptoms of Raga Bhakti. He That gentleman, that Sarodhya Brahmin, a Brahmin of lower caste, who found Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Dev, wandering in Vrindavan, in his mode of quest of है कृष्ण, देन ही इन्वाइटेड हिम टू हिज हाउस एज गेस्ट एंड आस्क्ड महाप्रभु यू रिवियर्ड सन्यासी हैव यू एनी कनेक्शन विद माधवेंद्र पुरी. The Sanuriya Brahmin suddenly put this question to Sri Chaitanya Dev. Have you got any connection with Madhavendra Puri? Oh, yes. Yes. You are my Guru's Guru, Madhavendra Puri. Oh, now I can understand that without the connection of Madhavendra Puri, it is impossible to find such symptoms in one's movement as I show in you, the gentleman told tomorrow. Then there was some discussion and he told the Madhavendra Puri, Madhavendra Puri, he accepted me as his disciple. And I got some touch of this sort of raga bhakti. I did not find it anywhere, but Madhavendra Puri only started in this modern age what is raga bhakti proper in Vrindavan also. And he accepted me as his disciple and also took prasadam. He was a guest in my house, though I am a fallen Brahmin, not up to standard, where the sannyasin generally take their bhiksha. So Mahaprabhu told them, I shall also take prasadam in your house. But Madhavendra Puri did. That is my example. My example, you are Vaishnava, and I am not going to consider the custom of other sannyasins that they do not take prasadam in your house, but I do, I shall do. Sivabhasam Madhavendra Puri Sambandha. In this way, Madhavendra Puri is supposed to be the very sprout of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, the faith, and which came out in full-fledged form in Mahaprabhu. Madhavendra Puri, Ishvara Puri, then Sri Chaitanya Dev. It is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Madhavendra Puri. And he was Guru of not only of Ishvara Puri, the Guru Maharaj of Sri Chaitanya Dev, but also we are told of Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi. These are all were disciples of Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri's birthplace was in the Rar, near Katwa. Still the tomb is shown there, the Madhavendra Puri's Samadhi in Kurumba, or in station Koichor, Bardhaman Katwa, major gauge line, nearby. There is one ground. Village. There, the tomb, Madhavendra Puri is shown, signed. He was a sannyasi of that time, very, very reputed man. And it is supposed that he took Nityananda Prabhu from his house, begged him from his parents. And Nityananda Prabhu was 12 years or so, something. And Nityananda Prabhu wandered different place of pilgrimage, following mother and Guru. His day of departure was last yesterday, was disappearance. Go. Where it is, it could be traced. There our interest. Ishwarapuri served Madhavendra Puri in his last days very intimately. Sahastre karen maul mutre no marjam. Ishwarapuri, he cleansed kept him cleansed in his last days, Ishwarapuri, with his own hands cleansed him. And stool and urine, it is mentioned. And there was another disciple of Madhavendra Puri, ostentatiously. He came to advise his guru. Hey, what do you all pray to this lamentation, mourning? You should think that you are Brahma, you have no reaction of this world. Think like that. That gentleman, that Ramchandra Puri, one of his disciples of Madhavendra Puri, came to advise his guru in his last day. Why do you think that you have something here for your attachment and you are mourning in separation of that? You have all this attachment for things mundane and think you are Brahma yourself. That Madhavendra Puri rejected the up. You fool, you have come to console us in this way. If I die seeing your face, then I shall have to go to some undesirable place. Yeah. Don't understand what is my position. I am suffering that I don't get Krishna. And you fools have come to console with the Brahmagya. And so Madhavendra Puri, faith was lost. So much so that he came to blame Sri Chaitanya Deva also in Puri. That we find in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Paramananda Puri was also a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. He was favorable, sympathetic to Sri Chaitanya Deva, much attraction and respect for Sri Chaitanya Deva. Though his god-brother, Ishwarapuri's disciple, was Sri Chaitanya Deva, formerly. But Paramananda Puri showed much reverence. But once Ramchandra Puri came to Puri, Purushottam, and came to see Sri Chaitanya Deva in his quarter, and found some ants. The ants are passing through. Ooh! Why these ants are wandering here? Surely some sweetmeat was here last night. So the ants are roaming about. Oh, what's the fun? The sannyasins taking the red robe, externally they have got attachment for sugar. This is most undesirable. We should not stay in such a filthy place any longer. He excited, he went away. Vaidyanadi was there with devotees. He went away. Mahaprabhu called for his attendant Govinda. Govinda, only one pais Jagannath Prasad. Whatever you get, that will come here for me. If you do otherwise, you won't find me here any longer. I shall be off. And you, and then Baninath, another two, that stay here for my attendance, you go and beg elsewhere and take prasadams according to your choice. But only one price prasadam will come and enter here my room. Nothing more, strict order. That was done. A Brahmin came that day with prasadam, bhiksha for Mahaprabhu. Only one pais worth portion taken off from it, and the other switcher. The Brahmin began to cry, well, what is my fate? How I came to satisfy, to serve the sannyasi? I have come to commit offense against. What is my fault? Anyhow. And outwardly Mahaprabhu seemed to be nauseated day by day. The report went to Ramchandrapuri. They remarked in that way, seeing the ant, and now the condition of that ashram is such. Strictly your remark is being followed. Then what can you do? Man after man, is going and rebuking him in a different way. He came again. Oh, you are so much emaciated. This is also not the way of to Vairagya by the sannyasins. Then he pronounced the Gita, Yuktahara Viharasya. Otherwise, without food, you become so weak, then how your bhajan will be performed? Anyhow, he modified his previous remark. The entire Mahaprabhu showed his respect duly and sat silent. Then again he went away. Then Paravananda Puri, the god brother of Ramchandra Puri, he said, that man is of such characteristic, why do you care him? His remarks have no value. You need not bother for that. He does not know your position. Who are you? He has come to advise you such auditions on this thing. Otherwise we will be nowhere. It will be so stern to us only by the remark by one gentleman, then all of us will be troubled. And it does not be hoped that you will behave us in such a real way. In this way, they appeared, many of them. And Mahaprabhu doubled it, two pies. And these are things that the Isharapuri, Paravandapuri on one side and Ramchandrapuri, another side coming from the same source, Madhavendrapuri. Madhavendrapuri is accepted as the Kunkur of Gauriya Vaishnava faith. A sannyasi who got the spark of Vrindavan, love divine, in his heart, and expressed symptoms in that way. And from him, generally the Gauriya Vaishnava school is stressed. But he came. So in the midway, it is divine arrangement. In Madhvacharya we don't find who took his direct sannyas from Vedabhyas, and we hear that he met Vyasadeva also in Bhadrika Ashram. But we don't find any justice to the Vrindavan Rasa in Madhvacharya's writings. Transcendental things of such order, his autocrats especially. Wherever his grace comes down, it is hard to trace. Only the fortunate can have eye to see, to mark, to get. Gaur Hari. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. They are bewildered. The Ramanuj section, their thought is Lakshmi Narayan Upasana is that of the highest order. The Gopal Bhatta Goswami's father, Venkata Bhatta, in whose house Mahaprabhu stayed 4 months continuously in Srirangam during Chaturmasya. And there also he showed his grace to Venkata Bhatta, mentioning that how Krishna Upasana, Krishna consciousness is higher to that of Vaikuntha consciousness or Lakshmi Narayan consciousness. Only in a curious way, that while Lakshmi Devi had inclination to participate in the Rasa Leela of Krishna, Narayan, she found everything and very the private service of Narayana done by her. Narayana is the fullest, then Lakshmi Devi should not have any aspiration for any other thing. She had got the taste of the highest quality of highest thing. Why this mention we find in Bhagavata? Our aspiration towards Rasa Leela also. And nevertheless, it is found that she could not enter, could not get any admission. Only he made penances for that, but not admitted. What is the matter? in other words, on the other hand, we find when the gopi, they are meeting with Narayana, or even Krishna in the form of Narayana, they are showing their respect, natural respect to Narayana, and the praise that bless us that we can get the grace of Krishna. Our heart may stick to Him. That is their prayer. They have no charm for Narayana. In this way, he managed to change faith of Bengali Bhattacharya towards Krishna Lila. Krishna is the Bhagavan Swayam, the highest type of that. Rasu Visho, Rasa in magnitude and in quality, that is to be found in highest order in Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness. We read Ramanuja and the Madhvacharya and their sampradaya. In a general way. But when the fight between the Pandava and the Kaurava, then we are different. Otherwise we are 105 brothers. 105 brothers we are, Yudhishthir told him all. When Duryodhan, etc., were defeated in Parask, Kamabon or somewhere by the Gandharva and taken prisoner there for. Well, we are 105. The battle on the outside. And when there will be fight amongst us, we are 5, they are 100. And this is also our position. To understand the Vrajarasa, Rasa Vaisa, the type and intensity of Rasa, the quality and the quantity of the Rasa to be concerned, especially the quality. We have to sell our heads towards the divine feet of the Vrajavasi, of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Swami Maharaj told that my home is in Vrindavan. So Vrindavan, and we have sold our prospect there. And modestly we have to differentiate from those great personages, the pioneers and the propounders of Vaishnavism, with the Vaishnava faith, Achyut Vilasa. That spiritualism is not spiritual zero. Spiritual matter is spiritual, but it is dynamic in its character, and the differentiated world is there. Hare Krishna. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam, Swayam Rup, Swayam Rupa. Then Prakash and Vilas divided into two. Again subdivision, Prabhava and Vaibhava. প্রাভব প্রকাশ, প্রাভব বিলাস, বৈভব প্রকাশ, বৈভব বিলাস, ইন দিস ওয়ে ইট ইজ ডিফারেন্সিয়েটেড দেয়ার ইন বৃন্দাবন মথুরা আফটার দ্বারকা। মূল সংকর্ষণ আদি চতুর্ভুহ ইন দিস ইট হ্যাজ বিন ডিফারেন্সিয়েটেড অ্যাকর্ডিং টু রস, রস is the gold for that. Rosh is the gold. And there's so many stages like stamp. According to Rosh, the valuation to be ascertained. Rosh in quality, quantity, all these things to be analyzed and understood. Everything is there. Satchitananda. Sundaram, rasam sundaram, harmony, beauty, ecstasy. Similar. Charm, praying. That is the highest substance ever found in any consciousness. What have reflected into the consciousness as river, this surpasses, the Vajra surpasses everything, it's scrutinized in that way. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We are servant. We are sold to that sort of experience and divine transcendental, as we may call it. No other charm of any other plane or any other pastimes than in Vrindavan. And we are at the same time thankful, not only, but we are also surrendered to the authority that can take us in that position. And we can find, if we mark with more attentive eye, that Rasa Vraja is in Navadvipa also in a different way. In a different way, if we can, with the eye of Rai Ramananda Prabhu, Sarupdham Lord, etc., we can look into the Navadvipa Leela, then find more glorified that Vrindavan is here. What is so dear, so valuable, unavailable, that is of his own accord is being distributed here. That's rasa. That's rasa. How wonderful is here. Our feet should be entangled, should be tired. Feet should be tired with the divine feet of the Krishna as agent in disguise. Krishna Radha Govinda has come in disguise to offer themselves of their own accord to the fallen souls as we are. So our real fortune is to be found, to be traced here only. We should purchase ticket here and we will be found automatically. We are there, here, everywhere. If we approach that direct, it will be difficult to enter. But if we attempt here, very easily we can get this and that together. Then we'll be able to see the followers of them are of same rank, some more interested this side, some that side. And there are some also who have equal appreciation of the both parties. Just as in Krishna Lila we are told, that some are more inclined towards Radhika, some towards Krishna. And there are another group who are interested with the both parties equally. So also in Krishna Lila and Gaur Lila we put Narahari Sarkar and the others we find more tending to Krishna Lila. And there are others who have got more taste for this Gaur Lila. This Vasu Ghosh and others, they say, we could not live. It would have been not possible for us to live. If Gaudila would have not come to exist, one old lady is missed, they say. Punjab, 50. One party from one party, another party, perhaps, enter. It may be. So, lady could not differentiate. That's both party meeting in a place, but left back in one party. Then he pronounced half and finished. Gadagal Ganga Ghate, bas, no more. Hare Krishna. Gauri Hari Gauri Gauri Hari. Nidai Gauri Hari Gauri, Nidai Gauri Hari Gauri. 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 Vipadasyam tu tasyasya tatta tatta jagadguru bhavatu darsanam jatat apunat bhavadarsanam. In Bhagavatam also, this is also pronounced by Queen Kunti. It is mentioned by Swami Maharaj, Queen Kunti. And there,